I'm subject to colds, and they make me quite deaf, and then I can't hear what you say. A fellow once asked me if I'd have a drink, and I heard that with a cold, by the way. As we drank, we got chatting of girls we had met. I described a sweet bird dressed in red. My description was good, and my pal went half mad. It was the girl he was going to wed. He said, I'll punch your head. I said, whose? He said, yours. I said, mine. He said, yes. I said, oh. He said, want to fight? I said, who? He said, you. I said, me. He said, yes. I said, no. So we then got to words, and he said, you're a cad. I said, cad. He said, yes. I said, who? He said, who? I said, yes. He said, you. I said, oh. So, of course, then I knew. The day I got married some years ago, I'll always remember the scene. Me and Jim Lowe married Maudie and Flo, who were twin sisters and always had been. We were married all right at 2:15, but somehow we must have got mixed. Jim said, which is mine? I said, oh, never mind, let's get the blessed thing fixed. He said, are you married Flo? I said, Flo, I don't know, but what if I have? You've got one. He said, I wanted Flo. I said, oh, is that so? Well, your only chance is just gone. He said, did you know that you'd married Flo? I said, no, I don't know that I knew. He said, you've married mine. She's got £10,000. I said, well, never mind, she'll do. A sail on the sea is the thing that suits me, and I've done some sailing, it's true. I've been at my wit's end when sailing to Land's End, and one night when I'd had one or two, the captain came out on the bridge and said, lads, we are doomed, the old tub's going down. To the boats, every man except you. I said, me. He said, yes, there's no room, you must drown. I said, drown? He said, drown. The old ship's going down. Don't stand arguing there. I've just told you straight, there's no room for you, mate, in the boat, or in fact, anywhere. I know it's upsetting, but what's the use fretting? We might have lost all of the crew. But now, as I say, we can all get away and only lose one, and that's you.
Very nice, Rob Wilson doing only what Rob Wilson can do, quite frankly. I hope you enjoyed that. That was Called Back, Answers from 1956. We usually end with a little bit of comedy here on Beagle at Night. So I thought this week, just to be a little bit different, we'd start with some comedy and sort of go on from there.
Your conduct is deplorable. Your manners in the moonlight are all wrong. When you should be sweet and nice to me, you're like a case of ice to me. I think it's simply awful. In fact, it's quite unlawful. According to the moonlight and the stars above, we should be making love accordingly, shouldn't we? According to the season, which you know is spring, this is the proper thing. To hold you tight is quite all right, according to authority on etiquette. For nights like these, a little kiss, a hug and squeeze are approved in the best society. So why not get romantic, which you ought to do, according to how I love you. Thank you. according to the moonlight and the stars above. We should be making love accordingly, shouldn't we? According to the season, which you know is spring. This is the proper thing. Who holds you tight is quite all right. According to authorities on etiquette, on nights like these, a little kiss, a hug and squeeze are approved in the best society. So why not get romantic, which you ought to do, according to how I love you.
That was Alice Faye. She was born in 1915 and, of course, was known for such films as On the Avenue and Alexander's Ragtime Band. She sang You'll Never Know, which actually won an Academy Award, which came from Hello Frisco Hello back in 1943. And after the movies, she actually had quite a bit of success on the wireless with the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Alice Faye there, and a song called According to the Moonlight. So welcome to Beagle at Night. Roy Beagle with you for the next 2 hours. Have you had a good week since I was with you last? My week has been pretty good, actually. I had one of those weeks where I did all the little chores that I've been putting off and off and off. I took about 12 watches down to the jewelers to have new batteries put in, which will probably all have to be replaced in about a year's time because I hardly ever wear watches. But you've got to keep these things going, otherwise they just stop. A little bit like me, really. And apart from that, you know, did the shopping and not an awful lot else, and getting busy for my trip. Actually, talking of trips, Brad in Chicago, very good morning to you, Brad, if you are listening. He has invited me out to spend some time with him in Calgary when he goes out to Calgary next year. Can't do it this year, unfortunately, but he's invited me to go out to spend a couple of days with him next year in Calgary. And you know what? I'm going to do it. I say Calgary. I don't think he's actually in Calgary. I think that's where you fly to. But you know, we've got a long time to sort it out, so don't worry. But already looking forward to it. Well, I hope we don't have the snow. I'm going to leave it until a little bit later. I know Brad went out there in like June this year, and there was still a lot of snow around, and I don't want that. So I might leave it until sort of end of July, something like that. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, all the usual things in all the usual places. Don't need to tell you what they are, because if you're a regular listener, you already know. And if you've tuned in for the first time, well, it'll be fun finding out. But let's start off the Bing Crosby segment a little bit earlier, shall we? And all I have to do is say two words. Bing, sing.
Toor-a-loo-ra-loo-ra, toor-a-loo-ra-lie, toor-a-loo-ra-loo-ra. Hush, now don't you cry. Toor-a-loo-ra-loo-ra, toor-a-loo-ra-loo-ra. That's an Irish lullaby. Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so soft and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if I could hear that song of hers today. Toor-a-loo-ra-loo-ra, Tooraloora.
I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, but so hard to your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, not always love you, I know it's over, and easy to remember, oh, so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Little moment is clear before me, though it brings me regret. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. All our friends keep knocking at the door. They've asked me out 100 times or more. But all I say is leave me in the gloom, and here I stay within my lonely room. 'Cause I don't want to walk without you, babe. about you, baby. I thought the day you left me behind, I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind. But now I find that I don't want to walk without the sunshine. Why'd you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back, or you'll break my heart for me. 'Cause I don't want to walk without you, no siree. The day you left me behind, I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind. But now I find that I don't want to walk without the sunshine. Why'd you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back, or you'll break my heart for me. 'Cause I don't want to walk without you, no siree.
Simple as that, you see. All I have to say is Bing Sing, and off he goes. Started off with Tour Allure Allure. Yes. Tour Allure Allure, yep. Then we had Bing Crosby with the Rhythmettes, and It's Easy to Remember. And then John Trotter's orchestra came along to join Bing with I Don't Want to Walk Without You. And we'll have some more from Bing around about the same time next week. Time to go off to Holger's house now. Holger lives in Germany. Good morning, Holger. Good morning. Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen, Holger. Hope you are well. And he's taking it nice and easy with me this week. Don't have to do any pronunciations or anything. I quite sort of like doing the pronunciations, but it is nice to have a week off, actually, Holger. So thank you for that. I think you're going to enjoy this immensely. It's a great song. It comes from 1958, and it's from Peter Krause, German rock and roll star, born in 1939. Still touring, says Holger. Here he is with Sugar Baby.
A one, a two, a three, a four, sugar baby.
No, hold on a minute. Surely it should be eins und zwei und drei und vier.
Sugar, sugar baby. Oh, oh, sugar, sugar baby. Silently to me. Sugar, sugar baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, oh, sugar, sugar baby.
Oh, baby.
Susie und Marlene, kenn die Mary und die Jane, auch Diana ist bezaubernd und nett. Und das eine ist mir klar, ich käm dauernd in Gefahr, wenn ich dich nicht hätte, Sugar Baby. Hey, Sugar Sugar Baby,
oh Baby,
oh, oh Sugar Sugar Baby,
oh Baby,
sei doch lieb zu mir. Sugar Sugar Baby,
oh Baby,
oh, oh Sugar Sugar Baby,
oh Baby.
Dann bleib ich bei dir. Du hast Charme und du hast Schick, und dein Lächeln und dein Blick rauben schon am ersten Tag mir die Ruhe. Wenn ich dich bekommen kann, schau ich keine andere an. the business do, a sugar baby. Hey, sugar, sugar baby,
a baby.
Oh, oh, sugar, sugar baby,
a baby.
Mmm, a side to cleave to me. Sugar, sugar baby,
a baby.
Oh, oh, sugar, sugar baby,
a baby.
Mmm, dann bleib ich bei dir. Sugar, sugar baby,
a baby.
Mmm, a side of sleep to me. Sugar, sugar baby,
a baby.
Oh, oh, sugar, sugar baby,
a baby.
Mmm, dann bleib ich bei dir. Mmm, dann bleib ich bei dir. Sugar baby.
Well, I was singing along, and I hope you were as well. That was from Peter Krause, and it was called Sugar Baby from 1958. And I just looked it up on the web, and actually, he's looking pretty good. I'll post up a link on the Friends at Angel Radio page for you to have a look at if you want to do that. Holger, vielen Dank, mein Freund, and we'll have another song from you around about the same time next week from Holger's house. And time to go up to the land to Bedfordshire now, Holger. Because he always stays up and listens to his song.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
I've seen that face before, that face that I see in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie his tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. The man in the looking glass, who can he be? The man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, the lad who used to sigh? Who's the middle-aged Lothario with a twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely, but then could be he's only pretending again. Man in the looking glass, smiling away. How's your sacroiliac today? Where's your first love affair, that tragedy d'amour, the true love you thought would be the end of you for sure? Man in the looking glass, have no regrets. The man who is wise never forgets that life is worth living if once in a while you can look in that looking glass and smile.
Thank you.
neath the stars above. He was the sweetest man you ever did see, when he held me in his arms and told me of my many charms. He kissed me while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. All the world was bright when he held me on that night, and I heard him say, please don't ever go away. When he held me in his arms and told me of my many charms, he kissed me while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. Charms, he kissed me while the fiddles played the Bonaparte's retreat. All the world was bright when he held me on that night, and I heard him say, please don't you go away. He's gone, and I'll admit I knew that I had met my Waterloo. I knew that he would say adieu with Bonaparte's retreat. Goodbye, little boy. Goodbye, little joy. Goodbye, little boy. So long, little joy. Goodbye.
That was Bonaparte's retreat from K-Star, and before that we had Old Blue Eyes himself and the man in the looking glass. Sitting there. Sitting here in the studio the other day putting together playlists for this program and other programs, and one of the songs that I chose was Trains and Boats and Planes. You remember that one? Trains and Boats and Planes. And it got me to thinking about the old-fashioned trains that they used to have, certainly in the southern region, that would be sitting in the station for no reason at all. They would suddenly go you remember that? So much fun. And then, of course, when he's going along the tracks, they used to go clickety-dee, clickety-da, clickety-dee, clickety-da, clickety-dee, and it was all rather comforting. I really used to like that. You don't get it now. Now, when these trains fall out of the stations, they make the most appalling noises. Yeah, and I know I'm probably wanting to go back to steam trains. Well, actually, who wouldn't? Apart from anything else, they were faster than anything currently around.
Rain whistle blowing makes a sleepy noise. Underneath their blankets go all the girls and boys. Heading from the station out along the bay, all bound for morning town. Many Judy rings the bell, John swings the lantern to show that all is well. Rockin' rollin' riding out along the bay, all bound for morning town. Thank you.
nice to hear. That was Morning Town Ride from the lady who actually wrote it, Malvina Reynolds. And of course the Seekers had a huge hit with that. The other song that Malvina Reynolds wrote, a number of songs, not prolific songwriter by any stretch of the imagination, but she did write a number of songs that actually proved to be hits for other people. And one of the songs that she wrote was Little Boxes, you know, the little boxes made out of ticky-tacky. So I thought it'd be rather nice to hear that one for a change. Well, we were, or at least I was, sort of rabbiting on about trains just a little while ago. Shall I stop now? Yeah, good. Good morning, Peter. Peter lives in Halifax. He says, call me Pete. Okay, Pete, I would love to do that. He says, I would like to choose Beagle's Big Three, if I may, please, and I'd like to go back to one of the great orchestra leaders of all time, if that would be okay with you. It's fine with me, Pete. He says, how about some songs from Kay Kaiser? And if you would, these three would be my choice. Pete, here they come.
I want a zoot, zoot with the replete, with the drape, shape, and the stuff, cuff to look sharp enough to see my Sunday gal. I want a reeve sleeve with the right stripe, and the dress, vest, and the glad plaid, and the ladies' bed to see my little Sunday gal. I want to look keen, so my dream will say, you don't look like the same boy, so keen that she'll scream. Here comes the walking rainbow, sweet to make a suit, suit with the replete, with the drape, shape, and the stuff, come to look sharp enough to see my Sunday gal.
I want a brown gown, soft top, with the hips that lays waist in the sharpest taste, to see my Sunday man. Head man, ginger.
Long ago. hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago, long ago.
Umbrella Man.
Toodle-um-a-lum-a-toodle-um-a-lum-a-toodle-ay. Any umbrellas, any umbrellas to fix today.
Bring your parasol, it may be small, it may be big. He repairs them all with what you call a thingamajig.
Pitter-patter-patter, pitter-patter-patter.
It looks like rain.
Let it pitter-patter, let it pitter-patter.
Don't mind the rain.
He'll mend your umbrella, then go on his way.
Singing toodle-um-a-lum-a-toodle-ay.
Toodle-um-a-lum-a-toodle-ay.
Any umbrellas to fix today.
When there's a lull and things are dull, he sharpens knives for all the wives in the neighborhood. And they say he's very good. Why, he'll don a sock or set a clock, fix an apple cart, or even a broken heart. Oh, he'll mend anything, but he'd much rather sing
toodle-lama-lama, toodle-lama-lama, toodle-aye. Any umbrellas, any umbrellas to fix today.
He'll patch up your troubles and go on his way.
Singing toodle-um-a-lum-a-toodle-ay.
Toodle-um-a-lum-a-toodle-ay.
Any umbrellas to fix today.
Any umbrellas to fix today.
Thank you.
Pete, I have to thank you because you included one of my favourite Kay Kaiser songs ever in your selection. That was The Old Lamplighter, which we heard in the middle there. We started off with A Zoot Suit for My Sunday Gal, and we ended up with The Umbrella Man. Three great Kay Kaiser recordings. Thank you so much, Pete and Halifax, for suggesting that. I really did enjoy them. Sang along to The Old Gaslighter as well. If you'd like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then all you have to do is get in touch with me. Let me know the artist you would like, and if, like Pete, you want to choose the songs as well, that's great. Means I don't have to do it, and you get to hear what you want to hear. And then just email your selection to me, roy@angelradio.uk. And if you can't email, give the good folks a call in the office during the day, 0800 014 1955, and ask them if they would very much mind passing your message on to me. They're great folks over there in Havant, and they will be more than happy to do that. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB. Time now for our To Tell Me a Story segment, and this is where the story comes along. Well, it could be anything. It could be a play, could be a book, could be both. This week, it is both.
The curtain goes up on the first act of Goodbye, Mr. Chips, starring Laurence Olivier in the title role and Edna Best as Catherine.
Chippin, Mr. Chippin, shall I light the fire? Oh, Mr. Chippin, are you awake, sir?
Hey, oh, good evening, Mrs. Wicket. Is that the bell for callover?
Yes, it is, sir. Well, I'd best stir up a fire.
Thank you, and you might bring me a cup of tea before prep, will you?
The tea's right there, an old pot of it, sir.
Oh, so it is. And the cake, Mrs. Wicket, you didn't forget the cake, did you?
There's a walnut cake, if you'll only take the trouble to look, sir.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you, Mrs. Wicket.
You're expecting the boys then, sir?
No, no. I've learned never to expect anything, Mrs. Wicket. I always make a point of being taken completely by surprise.
Well, I'd have mind to go visit them this evening,
had you? Well, run along, run along. I'm quite old enough to take care of myself.
Well, very well, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, Mrs. Wicket.
Come in, Mr. Chipping, come in. Welcome to Brookfield.
Thank you, Mr. Weatherby.
Sit down, sit down. I understand you've been a master before.
Yes, sir, for 1 year at Melbury.
1 year, yes. You are a young man, Mr. Chipping, and Brookfield is an old foundation. However, youth and age often combine well. But don't let the boys play tricks with you. I gather that discipline was not always your strong point at Melbury.
Well, no, perhaps not.
Never mind, you have another chance here. Take up a firm attitude from the beginning. That's the secret of it.
I shall, Mr. Weatherby.
You will take prep this evening, Mr. Chipping. At the start of the year, you may find the boys inclined to be a bit restive, but I trust you will encounter no great difficulty.
I think not.
I say, Mr. Chipping.
Bagley, I hear.
He is not. He's the new master, Chipping.
Chipping? What's he like?
He does it.
Careful, you chaps. Here he is.
Good evening. As you know, this is a period of quiet study. You may busy yourselves in any way you wish.
Oh, thank you, sir.
quiet, please.
Please, sir, what is your name?
My name is Mr. Chipping.
Did you say Chip, sir?
I said Chipping.
Thank you, Mr. Chipping.
you there in the second row. You with the red hair. Did you drop that death list?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Collie, sir.
Very well, Collie. You have 100 lines.
100 lines? 100 lines, sir.
Did you hear me, Collie?
But 100 lines, sir. All I did was to drop...
Did you hear me, Collie?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hello, Chipping. Roden's my name. History.
Oh, how do you do?
I hear you were blessed with first prep. How did it go?
Well, I'm afraid I've got off to rather a bad start. Had to give young Collie 100 lines.
100 lines on the very first day?
Yeah.
That's a bit rough, isn't it?
Well, I thought it necessary.
Well, I suppose you know, and you'll have a long time here to correct any bad impressions. Good night, Chip.
Good night. A long time to correct any bad impressions.
I know it won't come as a surprise to you after all this time that we're making you a housemaster.
Well, another term ended, eh? Where are you going for the summer?
I hadn't thought so. It's deeper than I thought. Not too many footholds. What in the world?
Hello? Is there anything wrong? Where are you?
Wherever you are, don't move. I'm coming.
You must be in trouble. I hope there's nothing.
Oh! 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 Oh, Lord. Oh.
Hello down there.
Oh, hello.
Was it you who called?
Yes, was it you?
Yes. However did you get down there? The path's not clear.
I know. I'm afraid I slipped.
Oh. Wait a minute. Oh, are you hurt?
No, not very much.
You really should have been more careful. It's very steep here.
Yes, I know, but when I heard you call, I...
You were coming to me. Why?
Well, for a moment, I thought...
That I was in trouble?
Yes.
I'm terribly sorry. I was calling to my friend down the mountain.
Oh, I see. Well...
It was very thoughtless of me, and very nice of you to come to my rescue, I mean... Was it your ankle you hurt?
Oh, no, it's nothing.
Try standing up.
No, I'm sure I can manage.
Oh. No, you can't. Here, sit down. You can never get down the mountain like that. We'll just have to wait until my friend comes.
I'm putting you to a great deal of bother.
Oh, no, of course you're not. My name is Catherine Bridges.
How do you do? Mine is Chipping.
How do you do, Mr. Chipping? My
it's
friend
really
and I
is
are taking
quite,
a... I beg your pardon.
No, you were saying...
No, please. What was it, Mr. Chipping?
Well, I was about to say... It really is quite a wonderful day.
Yes, we've had fine weather all the week. My friend and I are on a bicycle tour of the whole Lake District. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
A bicycle tour?
Yes. Why?
Oh, nothing.
Don't you believe in ladies riding bicycles, Mr. Chipping?
Oh, it's a very helpful exercise, I imagine.
Hello there.
Oh, Martha, come down. That's my friend, Mr. Chipping.
What's the matter, Catherine?
Oh, Martha, this is Mr. Chipping. Mr. Chipping, Miss Taylor.
How do you do?
Is he hurt?
Yes, Martha. You see, he tried to rescue me and he slipped.
I see. And now we shall have to rescue him. Well, I imagine the two of us can carry him.
Oh, of course.
Oh, no, really.
Come along.
Take
his arm
please.
There, Catherine.
Right.
Already.
Now, lean on me, Mr. Chipping.
Oh, but I feel so very silly.
No. Lift him, Catherine. Lift.
Sitting by the fire in his comfortable room, old Mr. Chip's dreams on. Dreams of a day long ago. A time of great and overwhelming happiness. For his marriage was a triumphant success. And Catherine conquered Brookfield, as she'd already conquered one of its masters. But most remarkable of all was the change she made in Chips. He became, to all appearances, a new man.
Well, you've done it, Catherine. They're quite mad about you.
Oh, Chips, what are you talking about?
The head, the masters, the boys, everyone. They're all in love with you, just as I am.
Oh, Chips. You know, everyone's been so wonderful. I was horribly afraid for a while that I might not fit in. I wanted to so much.
You've been here 2 weeks, and you're more a part of Brookfield than I am.
Evening, Mr. Chip.
Oh, good evening.
Evening, sir.
Evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chip. Hello, boys. How did the match go today?
Oh, we
very
won.
Well,
I
thank
told
you.
We won.
You really shouldn't watch us, ma'am. I'll have to come down and watch you tomorrow.
Thank you,
good night,
Mr.
ma'am.
It's 4 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be there.
See what I mean? They'd never have spoken if you hadn't been with me.
Oh, Chips, must you be so formal with them?
Formal?
Well, relax a little, joke a little. You know, they'll like you ever so much better.
I've often wished I could.
Oh, you try it and see. You've got a wonderful sense of humor, Chips.
I have?
Of course. Didn't you know?
I don't believe I ever thought.
And now we come to the old Roman law known as Lex Canulaia. Lex Canulaia was the law which permitted patricians to marry plebeians. So you see, if Miss Plebs wanted Mr. Patrician to marry her, and he said he couldn't, she probably replied, oh, yes, you can, you liar.
Doctor, Can you come at once, sir?
What is it?
It's Mrs. Chippin, doctor.
Mrs. Chippin?
Yes, doctor. Mr. Chippin's very worried. He asked if you would please come right away.
Of course. I'll get my things.
I say, where's Chip? He's late for class this morning.
Oh, but where did he come? What means? Did you put the letters on the set?
8 of them.
Who could?
What's up? A joke on Chip? Be careful. It's April Fool. You fool.
We've put a lot of letters on Chip's desk. They're all addressed to him. There's only blank paper and inside. Don't read the word now.
Not I. Shh. Here he comes.
There are a lot of things for you.
Stop it, Bags. He'll hear you. I can't help it. Look, he's opening. Be quiet, you fool.
There goes another one. Oh, good.
I say, look at his face. Look at his face. Oh, what do the letters say, sir? Please, sir, are they very important? I say, doesn't he like the joke? What's the matter with him?
I don't know.
Do you suppose he's angry?
He doesn't look angry.
Then why doesn't he say something? Why doesn't he laugh?
Catherine Chipping, the mother, and the child just born, died on the same day, April 1st, 1898.
You know how we feel, Chipping? How the whole school feels. Just try to keep going, old man. Time will help you. Time and your work.
Thank you. Thank you.
At the end of term dinner, given in Chip's honor, he received a farewell presentation from the boys.
And so, sir, the boys of Brookfield have asked me to make this presentation of this gift. It's from the boys of Brookfield to show our esteem and in recognition of the great service you've performed for Brookfield.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm afraid young Mr. Colley here has been guilty of an exaggeration in speaking of my services to Brookfield. But then, of course, he comes from an exaggerating family. I remember once having to thrash his father for it. I gave him a 1 mark for Latin, and he exaggerated it into a 7. I have been at Brookfield for almost 44 years. And I have been very happy here. It has been my life. Oh, my high preteritos referat sci Jupiter annos. I need not, of course, translate. I remember very many things about Brookfield. So many things that I've often thought I ought to write a book. Now, what shall I call it, I wonder? Memories of Rod and Line. Well, perhaps I shall write it someday. But of all the things I remember, the things I remember best are your faces. I never forget them. I have thousands of faces in my mind. The faces of boys. And if you come to see me in the years to come, as I hope you will, and if I don't seem to recognize you, you'll probably say to yourself, the old boy doesn't remember me. But I do remember you, as you are now. That's the point. In my mind, you never grow up at all. Never. Well, I mustn't go on all night. I shall be living just across the road at Mrs. Wickett's. Think of me sometime, as I shall certainly think of you. Hec olim meminisi, jubebit. Again, I need not translate.
Oh!
I don't know, Sir John. He's a very old man.
Who's that?
Hello there. Waking up?
What happened?
Oh, nothing much. You threw a faint, that's all.
Oh.
It's lucky that boy was with you. Try to sleep again.
Yes. Yes.
Poor old chap. That's a very lonely sort of life. All band, sir. Not always by himself. He was married, you know.
What?
I never knew that. She died a great many years ago.
Pity. Pity he never had any children.
Oh, what was that?
Careful.
What were you saying about me?
Nothing. Nothing at all, old chap.
I heard you. A pity I never had any children, eh? But I have, you know. I have. Thousands of them. And all boys.
Enjoyed this week's Tell Me a Story. I love the book Goodbye, Mr. Chips, and I love the film as well. I think it is one of the best films ever made, and Robert Donat is just superb in it. But I hope you enjoyed that Lux Radio Theatre presentation with Laurence Olivier and Edna Best. And we'll have some more Tell Me a Story around about the same time next week.
Angel Radio, a team of 70 volunteers working just for you. Thank you for your donations, which help to keep us on air. Angel Radio.
Indeed, and it's time now for a little bit of posh. We always do this halfway through the program, and this week it's a very nice piece of classical music. Sit back and relax. I think you're going to like it. Simon Lindley and the Professional Te Deum, and I hope you enjoyed that. May even have made you think of the Eurovision Song Contest. probably did. It certainly did me. And it's sort of like a joke. How do you know you're an intellectual? And that is that if you can hear the William Tell Overture without thinking of horses and Hi-Ho Silver, something like that. It's, you know, that sounded like it was going to be such a good segue when it first started. Totally messed it up. Yeah, Fred in North Carolina, help me out. You could do it so much better than me. Well, let's see what we do. We'll have another bit of I've totally lost my train of thought now. We'll have some more posh around about the same time next week. Coming up, about 5 minutes' time, we'll have Day at Night. But first...
Masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is love. Your words don't mean what they used to mean. They were once inspired, now they're just routine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is love. I guess I'll have to play Pagliacci and get myself a clown's disguise and learn to laugh like Pagliacci with tears in my eyes. afraid the masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is into our little shell, and we will thank the small hotel together. Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple, not a sign. Creep into our little shell, and we will thank the small hotel together.
We had a couple of bees. One was actually a real bee, Bee Wayne, and the masquerade is over. And then we had Bee for Betty, as in Betty Garrett. And there's a small hotel. I apologize if you can hear thunder in the distance. It's actually not too far in the distance at all. It's coming. It seems to be heading this way as well. So I'm hoping that the power will stay and everything. But if I should suddenly go silent, yes, I know, blessed release and relief and all that. But if I should suddenly go silent, I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can, and no doubt somebody over in Haven will fill in with some records or something in between time. But I think we are probably safe in starting off with some Doris Day songs. So for Brad, who's not in Chicago at the moment, but he suggested this slot, and very popular slot it is as well, Day at Night.
I speak the stars in a sky full of wonder, in a world full of magic. It may be they can hear what my heart is thinking of. I speak to the stars, and I ask them to tell me, am I making a
Is this just an illusion or is it really love? But they don't seem to hear as they twinkle up above. So I turn from them and speak to my heart, and my heart tells me I'm in. I don't love you, oh, but I do. How can I show that I do? You think I don't get blue, oh, but I do. Though I get lighthearted too. First I'm singing, then I'm sighing, then I'm flying high above. You think I don't know why, oh, but I do. I know that it's you I love. First I'm singing, then I'm sighing, then I'm flying so high above. You think I don't know why, oh, I know that it's you I love.
it's only human for anyone to want to be in love. But who wants to be in love in vain? At night you hang around the house and eat your heart out and cry your eyes out and rack your brain. You sit and wonder why anyone as wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree. 'Cause it's just my luck to be in vain. I thought that I'd have easy sailing, but instead I'm all at sea. 'Cause it's just my luck to be
beautiful. And that ends our Day at Night sequence for this week. That was In Love in Vain with Andre Previn and his orchestra. We started off with I Speak to the Stars, and in the middle there, I think it's the first time we've had it on the program, from the album With a Smile and a Song, it was Doris Day, of course, and Oh, But I Do. And we'll have another Day at Night segment around about the same time next week here on Beagley at Night.
Love is like a never-ending melody. Poets have compared it to a symphony. A symphony conducted by the lighting of the moon. But our song of love is slightly out of tune. Once your kisses raised me to a fever pitch. Now the orchestration doesn't seem so rich. Seems to me you've changed the tune we used to sing. Like the bossa nova, love should swing. We used to harmonize, two souls in perfect time. Now the song is different and the words don't even rhyme. 'Cause you forgot the melody our hearts would always croon. And so what good's a heart that's slightly out of tune. Tune your heart to mine the way it used to be. Join with me in harmony and sing a song of loving. We're bound to get in tune again. Before too long, there'll be no disinfernal when your heart belongs to me completely. Then you won't be slightly out of tune. You'll sing along with me.
No, I'm a bad boy. I thought I'd throw another Doris Day in there just as a sort of a surprise. And a thank you to Brad. That was Desafinado, slightly out of tune, which is what Desafinado means. Apparently, I've been Desafinado all of my life and didn't even know it. That's my story, and I am sticking to it. I think the storm has sort of passed over. It's raining like crazy, but I think the storm has just gone over to the other side of us, so hopefully we won't lose the power. I'm speaking to you from Danbury, Connecticut, and we're very close to Danbury Hospital. I would say it's no more than about 3 minutes drive away. So we seem to be very lucky that when the power goes out, it seems to come back pretty quick, and I think it's because we live in close vicinity to the hospital. You remember we had that huge power out here in the northeast of the United States and the southeast portion of Canada a few years ago, and for some people the power was out like 5 days. We had it out for 8 hours, so it was 7 hours and 58 minutes of hell, but we'd put up with 8 hours any day, as opposed to the 5 days that other people had it. So we're always very lucky here, or so far have been, and I've been here 30 years, so I don't see any reason for it to change in the near future with the power. But anyway, the storm seems to have passed, which is all we really need. Grania and Joan over there in Wicklow, good morning to you ladies. I hope you are well. If you are new to the program and not familiar with Joan and Grania, they listen to the program habitually every week, and I thank you for that, ladies. And they usually wait for me to say, okay, it's time for your last patties of the day. And they have a little glass of patties and take themselves off to bed. So I think I'm going to do that, ladies, a little bit earlier this week than usual, perhaps. But I think it's probably time. So Grania and Joan, you have your last glass of patties, and I'll play you this.
If the whole world stopped loving, what kind of place this would be if the whole world stopped loving the way you stopped loving me. If every heart was broken the way that you broke my own, and the whole world stopped loving, how long would living go on? Hear the church bells in the steeple as they ring their song through the air. If the whole world stopped loving, there'd be no steeple bells there. The tears would fill the rivers till the rivers
her say goodnight. And then I heard my child in prayer. And for me some scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were closed and shuttered. All the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons, not one ribbon for. The night my heart was aching, just before the dawn was breaking, I peeked in and on her bed in gay profusion. Lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her head. If I live to be 200, I will never know from where came those lovely scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for.
Feeling Fred in North Carolina will have liked that, because I know he likes Perry Como, and that was Perry's version of Scarlet Ribbons. It's rather nice, wasn't it? From an album called Sing Songs of Faith and Inspiration. And before that, for Gronje and Joan, Val Dunican, and If the Whole World Stopped Loving, or If the World Stopped Loving. I thought it was The Whole World. Well, actually, it would have to be, wouldn't it? Come to think of it. Oh, well, I hope you enjoyed that, ladies, anyway. You listen to Beagle at Night with me, RB. What should we do now? Oh, well, you know what? Let's have some comedy, but we'll have the comedy just a little bit earlier than sort of like the last 15 minutes of the programme, just to give it a good go this week.
Finally, Round the Horn Christmas Colour Supplement takes a look at Christmas at the BBC. And in the Round the Horn studio, presents were being exchanged.
This is for you, Fiona. I hope you like it.
Charles, what is it? Such an unusual shape. But what a pretty ribbon.
I had them put it on in the shop. Do you want it now, or will you wait until after the Queen's speech?
No, Charles. No, Charles. Darling, please pass me the scissors. How lovely. Oh, you shouldn't have.
I wanted you to have it, Fiona. It belonged to my grandmother.
Thank you, Charles, thank you. But what is it?
My grandfather.
This is the part of the show for the trendy people who are going places and are with it. And if you're going places without it, well, I hope you find some when you get there. First, the theatre. The 30s revival continues. Latest to enter the field is a production of Present Encounter, starring Dame Celia Molestrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckaback. Here is an excerpt.
You came then, Charles?
Yes, Fiona.
I knew you would.
I knew you knew I would.
I know you know I knew you would. And yet I was uncertain. Heart quakingly, lip tremblingly, butterfly stomachly uncertain. And yet positive. And you, Charles?
I was positive too. Resolutely, doggedly, stiff upper lippedly, teeth grittedly positive. And yet, somehow, uncertain. Do you mind if I join you at your table?
Should you?
Should not. Mere words, Fiona. Who knows what one should do, or knowing, do it? Whether one should or know, or should not do it? Knowing whether one should or not, all I know is I must.
Oh, Charles. If it were only that simple. It's somehow wrong, irresponsibly, compromisingly wrong for you to be seen at my table. Charles, darling, don't look at me like that. Charles, you mustn't hold my hand in that way. Charles, you mustn't. Oh, Charles, you mustn't.
I must, Fiona. I must.
Oh, please, Charles. The other diners are watching us.
Then why did you call me? Was it just a caprice, a whim, a vagary of fancy, a will-o'-the-wisp peccadillo, a mad, irrepressible moment of antic impulse?
No, Charles, no, no, no. You know why I called you.
Tell me. Tell me, in heaven's name, Fiona, tell me. Put me out of this awful suspense.
Well, I'll have the brown Windsor followed by the steak and chips, waiter.
Recently, I was asked to organise a cabaret for the Director General of the BBC. They said they wanted something different, so I popped down to a little agency in the Charing Cross Road that I'd heard of. It was called Bona Performers. Hello, anybody there?
Hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy. We're your Bona Performers.
Bona Performers, we are. Oh, it's Miss Roan. Oh, how nice to Vardy a dolly old eek again. Oh, well, what brings you trolling in here?
Well, I've been asked to organise a cabaret for the BBC on the 15th. Now, I was wondering if you could fix me up.
Oh, yes, Ducky. Yes. Oh, no, no, we'd be glad to fix you up any time. Yes. Oh, BBC, is it? Oh, well, you want something a bit risque for that mob. How about Queenie? I think she is at liberty, isn't
Queenie?
She? Well, Queenie? What does Queenie do?
Oh, she does striptease with a difference.
With a difference.
See, she's the bearded lady at Blackpool. She's got a long beard right down to her ankles.
Right down. Yes, and instead of stripping, she just comes on and shaves. Yes, lovely act. Lovely act. Very good act. She can't do it often. Takes her 2 years to grow the beard again. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Really,
well, it's not exactly what I had in mind. A little less exotic, I think.
Oh, we can get you the great Omi Poloni. He's one of ours, isn't he, Jewel?
Oh, Omi Poloni. Yes.
Lovely
yes,
act. No, describe the act, Jewel.
Well, he's your actual strong man, really,
strong,
isn't he?
Strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beggar's description.
He beggars it.
Could you give me some idea of his act?
Well, he comes on, you see, wearing this leopard skin, you see. He's a great butch, Omi, with... Ooh, I mean, he's got these thews like an oak and bulging lallies.
Oh.
Well,
he bends an arm bar, tears two telephone directories in half, he drives a nail through a plank with his bare fist, and then, as a finale for his piece de resistance...
That's your actual French.
French. He's harnessed between two teams of wild horses pulling in opposite directions. But does he budge? Budge he does not.
Budge he does not.
No. And we bill him as the strongest man on earth.
Well, I'll take him then.
Oh, you can't have him on the 15th. No. That's the night for washing his hair.
All right, well, now, who else have you got that's available?
Well, we're available, haven't we, Sam?
Extremely. We will be happy to oblige on the 15th. We are your great all-round entertainers, Sand and Jewel, a show in their selves.
All-round.
Yes. And what, I shudder to ask, do you do?
Already bold! Oh, it goes too far, doesn't
far
it?
Too far.
Well, we're versatile, Mr. Orne. You name it, and we do it.
Yeah, all right. Sing?
No, not your actual singing, no.
Dance?
No, no.
Juggle?
No.
Conjure?
No.
Well, I thought you said if I named it, you could do it.
Oh, well, yes, Ducky, but you haven't named it yet.
Well, eventually I named it, and they did it. But happily, the plaster should be off in a couple of weeks.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of the baseball season, I'd like to present one ball that's got plenty of curves on it. It's Lucille Ball.
Thanks for the pretty words, Jimmy.
You deserve them. Ah, Lucille, it's good to observe your pulchritudinousness again. Your lovely face, your form divine, and your hair that's out of this world.
Oh, Jimmy, it's good to see you again, too. Your stalwart, manly physique, your finely chiseled face, and your hair...
Yes, go on.
Get some more hair, and I'll finish the line.
Wait a minute. There's not much there, but every strand has a muscle. But now, let's digress to a more fruitful topic. Tropic. I hear you... I hear you're starring in a new Paramount picture called Sorrowful Jones.
Oh, yes, Jimmy, and it's a wonderful story. What fun it is working with Bob Hope.
Bob Hope? My nemesis. Don't mention that name to me. He's my only competition in the nose business.
Oh, Jimmy, don't worry about him. When it comes to noses, he's a retailer. You're a wholesaler.
Touché, Lucille, touché. And for your information... Touche and touche is horse. Brilliant. I did it by arithmetic. Brilliant.
Listen, Jimmy, let's get down to the purpose of my visit here today. I heard that you were running for office, and I've got a plan that's bound to get you elected. You've got to come out solidly in favor of women managing industry.
Women managing industry? Why, it's ridiculously, ridiculously. They'll never show up at the office.
What do you mean?
Well, when a woman gets up in the morning, she puts on cold cream, vanishing cream, foundation cream, cucumber cream, and milkweed cream.
Well, a woman has to use cream to look good when she goes to work.
How can she go to work? She's got to keep her head in the icebox all day to keep her face from curdling. No, Lucille. Woman's place is in the home.
Oh, not anymore. Why, I bet if women were given half a chance, they'd completely take over industry and the men could take care of the house. Let's look a few years into the future and see how it would work out. Oh, boy, what a day I had at the office. Darling, I'm home. Oh, there you are. That apron and dust cap you're wearing fooled me.
It fooled the Iceman, too. He melted down 50 pounds before he discovered his error. Tell me, dear, how did things go today down at the office?
Oh, terrible. I've got a new secretary, and is he dumb? He fell off my lap 3 times.
I knew it. My mother told me you turned fickle as soon as I developed middle-age spread. I know I'm just a drudge.
Well, you don't have to be. I told you to get a man in to do the housework.
How can I when you only give me $30 a week to run the house? Look at Mr. Brown upstairs. His wife gives him $40 a week.
Oh, Mr. Brown. I'd give him 40 myself.
I knew it. You don't love me anymore. That's why you're so grouchy in the morning.
Well, how can I help being grouchy in the morning? Did you ever get a look at yourself with your nose up in curlers?
Well, I only do it for you. If I didn't curl it, we'd have to use twin beds. Well, maybe I'm getting a little frowsy, but what do you expect? Look at the clothes I have to wear. Your mother's old worn-out slacks. They don't even fit me.
Well, can I help it if you're dumpier than she is?
It isn't that at all. Where I squat, she's not. And where I stoop, she droops. I'm sick of this life anyway. I liked it better when women took care of the house and men went out and earned a living.
Oh, you're just tired, dear. You've done a wonderful job around the house. Why, on Washington's birthday, you baked me a lovely cherry pie. And on Easter, you made me a beautiful bonnet. Believe me, dear, you can do anything a woman can do.
I got news for you. On Mother's Day, I resign.
True love sits right down and drinks her beer so merry, merrily, and never, never thinks of me.
Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let this parting grieve thee, and remember that the best of friends must part.
Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Friends, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee. Leave thee, do not let this parting grieve thee, and remember that the best of friends must part. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu. I can no longer stay with you. I'll hang my harp on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee.
I don't know about you, but it's rather nice to sort of have a sing-along with Nat King Cole at this early hour of the morning. That was Nat King Cole from the album Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer. And the song was, of course, called There Is a Tavern in the Town. And before that, we had comedy from Charles and Fiona from Series 2 of Round the Horn, the Christmas short. And then we went back to Series 1 with Present Encounter. And we also heard from Julian and Sandy this week with Bona Performers, and Lucille Ball along with Jimmy Durante, I believe that was, and Women Take Over. And of course, then we had Nat King Cole and There Is a Tavern in the Town. I think that's caught you up with everything that you've heard, everything that I played. So let me play this.
John's in love with Joan. John's in love with Jim. Jim's in love with someone who's not in love with him. What was meant to be must be. C'est la vie, c'est la vie. Life's a funny thing when it comes to love. You don't always conquer the one you're dreaming of. As they say in old Paddy, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. Those who fall in love agree, it's the unsolved mystery. If your big romance cannot be, you'll find someone new, Shady. There goes Happy Jane. Here's the reason why. She just found a sweetheart, but no one's gonna cry. Though she stole his love from me, c'est la vie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie.
start to me. That was Sarah Vaughan and C'est la Vie. It sounded to me exactly like the start of Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons. Do you remember that?
Captain Scarlet, he's the one who knows the Mysteron game.
Actually, on reflection, it didn't sound anything like that at all, did it? Sometimes these things just come to you, and then you sort of like think, oh, I've got that somewhere, and you listen to it, and it's nothing like what you thought. Oh, well, such is life. What can you do? You just got to see it through to the end, no matter what.
Angel Radio.
That was Sarah Vaughan and C'est la Vie.
Just cast my fate to the wind. I shift my course along the breeze. Won't sail upwind on memories. The empty sky is my best friend, and I just cast my fate to the wind.
Beautiful they are.
Two.
see how beautiful they are. Seems to me you'd stop and see.
Danny Kaye and Inchworm, which I think came from the musical Hans Christian Andersen. I'm not totally sure because it's one of those musicals that doesn't seem to get played an awful lot, or if it does, then I always miss it. But it's a really good musical. It's got lots of nice music in it, and I'm pretty sure that that one is included in with the movie. Danny Kaye and Inchworm, and the only reason I played that was because we had before him the Sandpipers, and they did a really nice version of Inchworm as well, but from them we heard Cast Your Fate to the Wind. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB. Probably only got time for two, perhaps three if I'm quick. Joe Stafford and Nelson Eddy, and With These Hands. And it's going to be two songs, not three, because I'm rapidly running out of time. But before I do, I'd like to thank you most sincerely for listening to me for the last couple of hours. It's been my pleasure to be here in the studio presenting this music to you. I do hope you've enjoyed it. And my thanks to all of you who have participated in not just this program, but past programs. And I'll be back, all being well, because we take nothing for granted anymore, around about the same time next week. Until then, from me to you, have yourselves a good week and a safe week, and may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
no diamond, got no pearl. Still, I think I'm a lucky girl. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I've got. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks.